gallon cat.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Kansas City area officials have a warning. Swatting calls have consequences. Hoax calls of active shooters at schools are on the rise, including in Kansas and Missouri. There were three alone in the Kansas City region on Monday, the same day that six people were killed at a Nashville school. Officials adding, quote, if you're caught and held accountable, you're going to do significant time. And good news from the Garden City Police Department, J.P. Bizet explains.
Holcomb High School senior and police department explorer Jackson Gallegos has been chosen as one of Garden City Community College's ambassador scholars for the 2023-24 academic year. Jackson is one of only three high school seniors to receive this scholarship based on their academic performance, community service, and other factors. Jackson has been an explorer since last August and has been making a positive impact both within the program and his community.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
You don't need a green thumb to have a great-looking property. You do, however, need a green mower. Prairie Land Partners is ready to help you get your property looking great this spring with the new John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. With fast speeds and better precision, everyone will be talking about your lawn. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners to test drive a Z-Track mower today or shop online, prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. An increase in the minimum age for the sale, purchase, or possession of cigarettes, electronic cigarettes, or tobacco products from 18 to 21 in Kansas passed in the Kansas Senate 28-11 on Tuesday, and the bill will now go to Governor Kelly. The Senate made no changes to the bill, which previously passed in the Kansas House of Representatives. The bill makes selling any tobacco or vaping products to someone younger than 21 or buying them for someone under 21 a misdemeanor that can be punished with a $200 fine, and it prohibits electronic cigarettes and vaping products from school buildings. Supporters included Kansas's largest teachers union, which says that vaping and electronic cigarettes are causing students to become addicted to nicotine and leading to health problems. And several school districts also say that the use of electronic cigarettes and vaping among students is causing the districts to divert resources towards monitoring them. Following a years-long power clash over who should be in charge of foster care oversight, House lawmakers on Monday passed a bill creating an independent office into state law. House Bill 2443 would establish the Office of the Child Advocate as an independent state agency with a nonpartisan oversight board. The child advocate would be appointed for a four-year term by the board, with the first candidate confirmed in January of 2024. The office would receive, investigate, and resolve child welfare system complaints and provide oversight of the system, with an overarching goal of improving the safety and well-being of Kansas children. The state's child foster care system has been riddled with issues for years. In June of 2022, a federal watchdog agency found that Kansas had one of the highest rates of missing foster children from July 1, 2018 to December 31, 2020. A 2022 study from the Center for the Study of Social Policy found that 53 foster children slept in offices 167 times in 2021, and that only 65% of foster children were able to get the mental health services they needed. Governor Kelly created the Division of the Child Advocate under executive order as a stopgap measure for the overburdened foster care system in October of 2021 after the House and Senate couldn't agree on a proposed office. And lawmakers criticized the move, saying children in foster care should have independent oversight instead of being under the administration of the governor. The House advanced the legislation after debate, then took emergency final action to pass the bill by 116-7. The Senate has considered similar legislation, and the two chambers are expected to work out a compromise before the end of the regular session next week. The cold weather rule will end on Friday, March 31st, and that means Kansans who are behind on electric and natural gas utility bills will be subject to disconnection of service unless they contact their utility company to make payment arrangements. March 31st is also the last day to apply for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, which is a federally funded program administered by the Kansas Department for Children and Families. LEAP applications must be received by the Kansas Department for Children and Families office by 5 p.m. on Friday. The Kansas Corporation Commission urges all customers facing financial difficulties to act now to stay connected. The cold weather rule, in effect from November 1st through March 31st, provides protection from disconnection to residential customers served by utilities regulated by the KCC when the temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. When the rule is in effect, regulated utilities are also required to offer a cold weather 12-month payment plan upon request, even if a previous payment plan has been broken. When that protection ends on Friday, failure to make arrangements or failure to adhere to an already established payment plan could result in disconnection. Reconnection after March 31st may require past due balances be paid in full, depending on the utility's policy. And that's why it's important to call now while regulated utilities are still required to offer the cold weather rule 12-month payment plan. It's important to note that the KCC does not regulate co-ops or municipal utilities, although many of those utilities also offer a cold weather payment plan. To find out more about utility assistance programs in your area, you can contact your utility or the KCC Consumer Protection Office at 800-662-0027. Utility assistance program information is also posted on the KCC's website. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment encourages Kansas households with the Children's Health Insurance Program enrollee to make timely payments on monthly premiums. And this is especially important as the state resumes normal business operations following the COVID-19 pandemic, with the federal government announcing the ending of the public health emergency effective in May 2023. The Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, enrollees have not been penalized for delinquent accounts during the COVID-19 pandemic. However, penalties for non-payment will resume effective April of 2023. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment will waive outstanding CHIP premium balances prior to April 2023, and CHIP families will begin with a zero balance before their April premium is due. Paying CHIP premiums and avoiding delinquency is important in order to maintain continuous coverage, because if a CHIP account becomes delinquent, there is a waiting period before re-enrollment in the CHIP program. Janet Stanek, the secretary for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, said it's vital for CHIP families to pay premiums on their due date time every month. Waiving outstanding CHIP balances allows families to start fresh as the state resumes normal business operations. To pay your CHIP premium, you can go online. You can call 1-866-923-2724, or you can mail a check or money order payable to CanCare Premium Billing. To update your contact information with CanCare, you can visit the CanCare website and click on the red chat bubble, or call the CanCare Clearinghouse at 800-792-4884. The Kansas Department of Transportation and law enforcement agencies across the state are teaming up in support of the national You Drive, You Text, You Pay campaign to bring attention to and to enforce texting and distracted driving laws. In conjunction with heightened distracted driving law enforcement from April 3rd through the 9th, the Kansas Department of Transportation will roll out a statewide marketing initiative around the You Drive, You Text, You Pay campaign as promoted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Acting Secretary of Transportation Calvin Reed said they've seen in Kansas how distracted driving can have catastrophic consequences, and drivers need to keep focused on the road and remain attentive at all times, so put your phone down and just drive. Crash numbers indicate many drivers in Kansas are guilty when it comes to distracted driving. The Kansas Department of Transportation stats from 2021 shows 534 crashes occurred by mobile phone distractions alone. There were 148 crashes caused by drivers paying attention to electronic devices like DVD players, stereos, and GPS units, and another 1,131 crashes were the result of distractions such as applying makeup, reading, eating, etc. The Kansas Department of Transportation's You Drive, You Text, You Pay safety messaging will primarily target drivers age 18 to 34. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's research shows this age group represents the most distracted drivers, often because of cell phone use. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports that more than 32,000 people died in distraction-affected crashes from 2011 to 2020, and in 2020, 3,142 deaths were linked to driver distraction, representing 8% of all motor vehicle crash fatalities in the United States. Reed said you need to set a good example by putting your phone away when you get behind the wheel, and if you're riding with someone who's texting and driving, don't hesitate to speak up. The Kansas Department of Transportation and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration encourages drivers to take away the temptation to be on their phones, activate the phone's Do Not Disturb feature, or put the phone in the glove box or back seat, and designate passengers to send or respond to calls and messages. Remember the You Drive, You Text, You Pay safety campaign, and for more information, you can visit nhtsa.gov. The State Library of Kansas is reminding Kansans that information about the Kansas legislature is only a phone call or chat away. The number for the legislative hotline is 1-800-432-3924, and the calls are answered by librarians at the State Library who are experienced with the legislative process. Reference librarians at the State Library take questions by phone, email, and chat, and Kansans can also leave brief messages for their legislators or request copies of bills and other legislative documents. In addition to calling the hotline, Kansans can chat with the librarian in real time through the library's Ask a Librarian service found at kslib.info/ask. The legislative hotline is available weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and questions can be left at infodesk@ks.gov on weekends and evenings. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit, together we grow.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack testified in front of the House Ag Committee on Tuesday. During that hearing, the secretary was giving some ideas for how to craft a permanent agricultural disaster program.
It's important to have a set of tools to assist folks in disaster. I think it's important to have a strong crop insurance program. I think it's important to have a program that non-crop insurance assistance program, the NAIP program. I think it's important to have a disaster assistance program that triggers when we are faced with a serious disaster, as we've seen recently. I think you need all of those tools, and I think you need flexibility to be able to meet the moment. And I think it's also important to make sure that we're not focusing the relief on just a small percentage of our farms, that we make sure that we have resources available, particularly to small and mid-sized production operations.
Those comments from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. The outlook for agricultural retailers is generally favorable for 2023, following a year of record profits in 2022. However, the sector faces emerging risks that could depressed profit margins, and challenge traditional business models in the years ahead. Lower levels of industry working capital, higher property insurance costs, and changing grower needs are three of the key issues that ag retailers will need to navigate over the next 5 years. A new report from CoBank shows that a downturn in the crop cycle after several years of consecutive high profits is likely during 2024 or shortly thereafter. Lower levels of farming working capital during the current upcycle suggest growers will cut back on input purchases more dramatically during the next downturn. And you're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Ann Holliday here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. A deep area of low pressure is just offshore of Northern California, and that has brought more heavy wet snow to the parts of the Sierra. Folks there seeing another 1 to 3 feet of snow with rainfall into the foothills and parts of the valley. That storm system is going to be moving in the southwestern part of the country by tomorrow, and eventually Thursday night and Friday, it will head toward the plains. For now, a weak frontal boundary is sliding into northern Kansas. To the north of that front, temperatures are going to be running cooler than average. To the south of it, high temperatures will be in the low 60s. By tomorrow, winds really pick up as an area of low pressure develops in response to the main storm system over the eastern part of the Rockies. And once it does, winds will gust as high as 40 miles per hour through Thursday and Thursday night. We could see a few thunderstorms develop over the central and eastern part of the state Thursday night into Friday morning, and any of those may become strong to severe. Another round of storms possible early on Friday, and then they'll likely race on off to the east, where the better threat of severe weather will be in central Missouri and over Arkansas. For today in northwestern Kansas, partly cloudy. Our high temperature will be very cool in the mid-40s. They are north of that frontal boundary, our overnight low in the mid-20s. In north-central Kansas, sunny and cool today. A light easterly wind with a high in the mid-50s. Clear overnight, our low will be in the upper 30s. And then for northeastern Kansas, sunny today with a high in the low 60s, a southeast wind. Temperatures tonight drop to near 40, will likely be in the upper 60s and a bit breezy on Thursday. For southwestern Kansas, sunny and not as cool with a high in the mid-60s. We're looking at blowing dust possible tomorrow with a high temperature near 80, and fire weather concerns going to be a real issue going into Friday. South-central Kansas, warmer today with a high in the upper 60s. And for southeastern Kansas, sunny and not as cool, with a high today 65. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com.
Your cattle are soon headed back to pasture, so now is a good time to make sure they are getting all the minerals they need. Increase weaning weights, cow condition and conception rates, and add to your bottom line by feeding Nutrina Right Now Mineral. Valley Vet Supply can help you add even more to that bottom line with the Buy 9, Get 1 Free Sale. Their Right Now Mineral is color-coded, weatherized, and regionally focused for this area. One glance in the feeder, and you know you've got the right mineral. So Buy 9, Get 1 Free the entire month of March at Valley Vet. Tonnage discounts are available year-round. Everything you need for cattle is just a call or click away at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. What's in your feeder?
Valley Vet Supply.
Give them a try.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergize D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1.780¾. December up 0.25, 799½. September corn up 12.25, 620¾. March up 10¾. August soybeans up 58½, 1678. November up 34½.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Yeah. She's my best friend's girl.